Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I tell you, little buddy, this whole island is bewitched. Just a castaway, island lost at sea. Oh, now I'm stranded
on my own. Stranded far from... Welcome to this bonus episode of Sound Opinions. I am Greg Kott. Over there, my partner is Jim DeRogatis. As often as possible, we like to take a trip to the desert island because we can't possibly play all the music we're in love with during the regular podcast of Sound Opinions. So we're giving you this bonus to play some stuff we really dig. Jim, give us a hint about what you're going to play.
I will give you a hint, Greg. I'm going to play a band I don't think ever mentioned once in some 840 episodes of Sound Opinions that I think is an excellent example of the second greatest one-hit wonder era in rock history.
Ooh, well, that's a good setup. I'm looking forward to this.
I'm trying to make him curious on several different fronts, you know?
We're going to get back to Jim's pick in a minute on Sound Opinions. Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island's been brewing beers in the spirit of Chicago.
You can find IPAs, lemonade, shandy, and limited releases in-store or at one of Goose's venues in Chicago. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer. Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island has been brewing award-winning beers in Chicago that are inspired by this city. Take 312 Lemonade Shandy, Tropical Beer Hug Double IPA, and a rotating series of hazy IPAs only available in Chicago. Every time we go down to Goose Island, there's another one that they're pushing on us.
That's right.
They're all good.
Absolutely. And what supporters of musical culture, you know, in the city of Chicago and elsewhere, if you go to a show in Chicago and you see that Goose Island sign, you know you're in good hands. They're music fans as well as great beer makers at Goose Island. So we're really proud to be associated with them.
The Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer.
And we're back. Jim, what's your Desert Island Jukebox pick for the bonus podcast?
Greg, let me tell you first about what I think are the two great eras in rock history for one-hit wonders. The first, obviously, would be that 66-67 psychedelic era of Nuggets, right? Mm-hmm. Lenny Kaye puts together the Nuggets compilation, chronicling all these one-hit wonders, had one great song each, and then disappeared, right? Some of them became something else, like The Moving Sidewalks gave us Billy Gibbons, who starts ZZ Top, mm-hmm. right?
Right?
And Rocky Erickson becomes immortal, but a lot of those other bands we never heard from. You know, I just saw a thing on Facebook. Pat Daly, our mutual buddy, used to own a record store in Chicago, just remembered that he loaned me his vinyl copy of the original Nuggets in like 94 when I was doing Kaleidoscope Eyes, my history of psychedelic rock. And he just remembered I owe it to him.
Well, you know, it's the original sin in, you know, record collecting, loaning it out to one of your friends and never getting that copy back. Right?
I'm sorry about that, Pat. But the second greatest error, I maintain, is the 90s alternative period. We saw, you know, some obviously immortal bands like Nirvana come forward and, you know, Pearl Jam and Smashing Pumpkins, immortal to varying degrees. But there was this period, too. In many ways, the last great gasp for rock and roll in the old major label industry. They're signing everybody. You know, you've rehearsed three times in a basement. Okay, we'll give you a major label contract. And some of these bands had one great hit. Often they were derided for major label hype, right? And who were these people, right? I've played a few of them over the years, you know. Where did they come from? Who were they? And sometimes they were bands that legitimately, you know, would have been local heroes, get their one shot, are played on modern rock radio, then a thriving format, and have a great song and then disappear. So a band I had not thought about literally since the mid-90s pops up the other day on a show on Showtime I'm watching, Yellow Jackets.
Mm-hmm.
You heard of that?
I have.
Boy, it is rich in 90s music,
yeah.
Because it's a team, a female soccer team is on a plane going to the Nationals, and they're from Jersey, so I relate, right? They go down in the middle of some wilderness, nobody finds them for 19 months, right? And there's all this 90s alt-rock, and up pops Republica's Ready to Go. And I'm like, Republica. I remember the cover of the album. I remember the major label hype. I remember this song. Boy, this was a great song.
Yeah.
Released as a single April 1996. And then I'm thinking, like, who the hell was Republica? And I never heard from them again, mm-hmm. right? It turns out there was a keyboard player, Tim Dorney, who had been in a band called Flowered Up. And the alternative era is thriving, right? So, okay, we're going to start a new band, and we're going to cater it to the demands of the market. And he and his bandmate Andy Todd, Tim Dorney and Andy Todd, tap a Nigerian-born actress who is also a singer named Saffron. One name only. That's all she needed, right? I think that the spin that they put on rather generic 94 to 96 alt-rock is they were already looking ahead to what would become this huge EDM explosion, mm-hmm. right? So it's really techno-pop mixed with alt-rock punky crunch, right? And really heard well on this song Ready to Go. It just leaps out of the speakers, you know, and there's that 90s attitude. Man, I miss that.
Yeah.
All the actresses, Melanie Lynskey and Christina Ricci and Juliet Lewis, I mean, they're just exuding 90s. That's like, that's everybody you and I hung out with in the 90s, right? All this attitude, you know, you're weird in tears, too near, too far away. Baby, I'm ready to go. I'm back. I'm ready to go. Shout it out. And I'm like jumping up. Carmel's like, what did you know this band? Did you like this song? I'm like, yeah, they just came rushing back. That's what a good one-hit wonder does. Republica with Ready to Go on Sound Opinions.
That is Republica with Ready to Go. Man, I haven't thought about that in a long time.
Right?
But it does bring back a rush of, like, you are in 1996 again. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah, yeah.
It is so 1996.
I know. Well, and I played a while back, a million DIJs ago. I played Whale's big one hit, right? You know, we could, you know, if we ever quit our day jobs, you know, we could do a 90s Nuggets.
Yeah, and that would be really bizarre.
It would be bizarre.
The diversity of the music that was coming out. You know, that late 90s period was a difficult time.
Yeah.
Because the grunge alt-rock thing was dying, and then, you know, hip-hop was sort of going in through a kind of the golden age had sort of faded a little bit. Techno was coming up. Then you got, you know, one-hit things like this that are just kind of out of nowhere and never heard from again.
But immortal. They stand up.
Absolutely. So give us your thoughts on Republic or late 90s nostalgia, whatever you want to share your thoughts on. Give us a call and leave us a message at our website, soundopinions.org, and we may play it on the show.
As always, Sound Opinions is produced by Andrew Gill, Alex Claiborne, our associate producer, Sol Delgadillo, and our intern, Mary Bernthal. Our social media consultant is Katie Cott. Thanks for listening.